Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I'm here with a very esteemed guest right now, Erica Brescia, and she is the COO of Bitnami. And we've done some great work with Bitnami. Bitnami is an awesome, awesome company. And in fact, we just recently, or maybe about a few weeks ago, we released a bunch of Bitnami images in our marketplace. And so that's been really, really exciting and popular. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about with Erica about some of the great work we've already done, and then also some of the future things we're working on. We won't get into too many details. But so welcome, Erica.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about what you do at Bitnami. I mean, what Bitnami does in general.
Sure. So Bitnami is essentially an app store for server software, and we package over 130 different applications, primarily open source, but we're starting to add commercial apps as well. And we build an entire stack that is designed to run out of the box. So for Azure, we package up all these images and make sure that you can deploy them on one click on Azure. And there's everything from WordPress and Drupal to Liferay and Alfresco to a bunch of development environments for LAMP and Mean, Rails, you name it. And we have a bunch of big data applications like Hadoop and Cassandra coming as well.
So it's awesome. I mean, I think some of the images and the breadth of images you guys have is just unbelievable. And so the for benefits for people, if they're, let's say some of our viewers may not as be familiar with sort of open source and some of the solutions, but they're excited because you can write to open source and can run anywhere, right? And so one of the beauties of open source solutions is you sort of write once and you can move it around and so on. But there's this ongoing kind of risk or difficulty of like, is this the right stack to trust? Is this the right technology to trust? So it sort of comes with the positives and negatives, and you guys get rid of the negatives. Is that a fair?
We've been packaging open source for over a decade, and we do a ton of integration testing to make sure that everything truly does work out of the box. And most importantly, we monitor every package that we build into the images for any kind of CVEs or security issues, as well as just updates to the app. So you know if you're getting an image from Bitnami, it's always going to be up to date, it's going to be totally secure, and there will be a new and updated image available as soon as any issues arise. So just to give you an example, when Heartbleed hit, we rebuilt 50,000 images in 36 hours.
In 36 hours?
Yeah. So we have a really automated system.
How many images is that per hour? Yeah. You don't want to count because it was a long 36 hours.
No, no. Yeah. And a big computing bill, too. But you got to do, right?
Exactly.
But that's really the benefit that users get from choosing Bitnami. You know it's going to work, and you also get consistency across all of the images.
Right.
So everything is configured the same way. We use the same versions of the underlying components. So if you spin up a LAMP stack and then you spin up a Drupal stack, you're going to get exactly the same image. We also provide native installers that are free for users too. So if they want to deploy on their local Windows machine for some development and then put it into the cloud on Azure for testing and production, which a lot of people still do,
right.
They'll get exactly the same stack in both places. So it makes it much easier to move from a local to a cloud environment.
Got it. So there's a lot of, for the folks who are writing open source, and especially as more and more enterprise, we're seeing a huge growth of enterprise excitement around open source, even on Azure, which has been really fun. You guys bring sort of the trust to that enterprise focus on open source.
Exactly.
That's very cool. And I don't know if you're allowed to answer. I should have probably asked you if you could answer this. What are some of the top images that you guys are seeing, or top stacks that you guys are seeing? Because you guys get a lot of visibility into general trends, right? It's kind of cool.
We have a million deployments a month, so
wow.
We do have a lot of visibility into
That's
what people are using. We actually just released some survey data too. I can send you a link to what our users are doing, particularly with containers, which is interesting given the times that we live in.
Right.
But in terms of the top images, they kind of fall into different buckets. So obviously, CMS solutions are really popular.
Of course,
you know, the Drupals and the WordPresses and the Joomlas of the world. A lot of people just need to build simple websites or blogs.
Right.
So those are obviously really popular. For us in particular, the development stacks are really popular.
I see.
People get Mean is incredibly popular
okay,
right
okay.
now. So people will get a development environment from us, and then you know they're up and running in a couple minutes. And if you're working on a team and everybody's using a Bitnami stack,
they have the same environment.
They have the same environment, which means you don't have one person building on a different version of Node, and then when you go to put something into production, it doesn't work because your versioning's
half of it's
off.
Different versions. Yeah, very interesting.
Exactly. So those are really popular.
I hadn't thought
and
of
then
that, yeah.
If you're thinking about enterprise users, they tend to use apps a lot, like XO Platform is a corporate internet solution that's very popular with governments and very large organizations.
Yeah.
So we publish that on Azure. LifeRay is very popular. Yeah. Alfresco, kind of these CMSs and like portal and collaboration systems are really popular in that segment.
That's cool. That's cool. And so up and coming. Well, I don't know how we don't want to reveal too much. What you know? What would you say is one of the more exciting things for, with Azure that that's up and coming? And if you're uncomfortable, if it's all secret, we'll edit this part.
Edit it out. No, it's okay. What I'm most excited about right now that's coming in the very short term are solution templates.
Awesome.
So we've been working with your team a lot around ARM and building more scalable application architectures. We have about 6 apps in the pipeline right now. Jenkins, Magento, and WordPress are a few of those, and I think they'll be extremely popular. And you know, the Bitnami images are great, I think, as they are, but they are single VM, single VHD images, right? And if we want to support more scalable deployments, we obviously have to move to a more distributed application architecture.
Multi-machine, more configuration, et cetera.
Exactly. And you know, you're talking about the enterprise again. Yeah. This is going to be important for them. So we've cherry-picked a few apps that we think are great to start with. But the plans are over time to have the entire Bitnami application library available as solution templates on Azure, so you have a lot more flexibility in how you deploy them. And those should be out within the next few weeks.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that's gonna be great. I expect all of you to go and deploy a few of these solution templates because it combines my favorite thing in the world, resource manager and templates, with Erica's favorite thing in the world, trusted open source. I don't know if that's your tagline.
Okay. No, that's good.
That's good.
I'll go with
We'll make it your tagline from now on. Okay, I'll take credit for that. What's your least favorite thing about Azure? No, just kidding. there's a list. Anyway, it's been fantastic working with Erica and working with everyone over in Bitnami. And you should please go. We'll put. I don't know if we can put a link directly into the Bitnami content. We'll find a way to do something clever here. So please go check it out. It's a great combination of the power of Azure with the power of Bitnami all in one place. So anything else? Anything that I didn't ask that you wish I had?
I think the one thing I will say, and it's still early days, but Bitnami also publishes a ton of containers for our apps, and you obviously have, you know, the ACS.
Yeah.
So people can go to bitnami.com and grab containers if they want to deploy those, and we have a lot more coming, a lot more tooling coming around that, and actually allowing people to build their own containers from Bitnami known good components and then deploy them on Azure. And that tool is called Stacksmith and it's freely available in beta. So if you're in the container world, go check that out. That's another way to get Bitnami apps that are trusted and consistently configured and everything deployed on Azure.
Yeah. And this Stacksmith is super cool. You should definitely check it out. And we will be talking a lot more about that later on this summer-ish.
Yes,
hopefully. Yes. Summer-ish, fall-ish. So anyway, so sorry I got off track. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you, Erica, for your time.
Thank you, Corey.
A lot of fun. If you have any questions for me or for Erica, actually, please hit us up on Twitter at hashtag AzureTWC, which stands for Tuesdays with Corey. With that, thank you very much. Have a wonderful Tuesday and a wonderful week. See ya.
Thanks.
And so I'll ask. I'll ask questions, and then we'll make it conversational, and you know, we'll fake it that we're having a conversation. No, we just have a conversation. I'll try and crack some jokes too, right, Rick?
Yeah.
And you record it on your phone.
It's all set.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're a little bit low tech here.
It makes it more authentic.
It
I
does.
Dig it. I think that's cool.
Do you think you go all out on it?